Okay, I'm going to try this again because it was not going great. Hey, Ricky here. Glad to have everybody on board. This is our call for Thursday, and it's 8 p.m., and I actually want to start this at 7 p.m., but that's okay. So let's see what we got going here. We are now on the Janique's Multicultural Connection call. Just seeing who's involved, who wants to be involved. And do I have any callers on the line right now? Okay. Anyway, here's the state of the day. Right now, we've got a lot of activities going on in Arizona. Got a lot of events happening here. We have the fourth annual African-American Symposium on Disability. That's going to be happening next week. We have a nonprofit organization that's going to be helping empower women coming on board called Queen of Arizona. And we also are moving into the Black Chamber of Arizona. We're starting a whole new membership campaign there, actually putting together some new pricing, our membership pricing, so people can get involved. And we're going to make it easier to become involved financially. There's a lot of great benefits happening to be part of a chamber. Generally, it's the Chamber of Commerce. So if you're in business, trying to get into business, you want to hang around people who do business, and that's what chambers do for you. What else we got? Oh, yeah, just have another company out here that's doing pastry, sweet treats. So we got a lot of things happening, and you can always go to mybusinessaz.com, get updates on what's going on, and that's what this call is about. It's about anybody who wants to be involved in business or need some help on it. Also, you can be part of our online community. Just go to www.jusmcc.net, and you can sign up there. No cost at all. That gets you connected to people all around the globe. Actually, we have people that are in the United States as well as outside of the United States. So that's what this call is about. It's about just updating. It's about if anybody has questions, you know, about their business or how to get connected, this is your opportunity to ask those questions. So I am going to just say we don't spend a lot of time. As you can see, it's just a quick update call. I'll be doing these a little bit more consistently. Generally when I do the calls is because there's something to talk about. I just don't have a call for the sake of having a call. That does not make good sense, and people's time is too important to just be getting on the phone to get on the phone. But I will say all our calls are recorded. And you have an opportunity, if you do miss a call, you can just come over into our community, jusmcc.net, and you can have a link there, and it takes you right over to the calls that we do. So that way you can keep up with what happens. If you have any questions, you can always email me at Janique, J-U-N-I-Q-U-E-S, at jusmcc.org, and I will gladly get back to you and answer any questions you may have that are business-related. What else can I tell you? That's pretty much what it. That's what's going on. This is Janique's Multicultural Connection business call on Thursday, and they are really designed to start at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. As you can see, sometimes that just doesn't happen, but still get here and, like I said, get the call out. And the best way to track to know if things are going on or if we're probably going to have a call is just come over to the community. As a matter of fact, just share what you're doing. You know, that's what we're about. Okay. I know I was talking pretty fast, but that's why we record this, so you can listen to it as many times as you want to. Anywho, unless there's some questions or somebody out there wants to say hello, we'll be ending this call for Thursday. What is today? It's February the 19th. Good gracious. We just got one more week in February to have, and that's the end of that. So, again, if there's nobody that wants to chime in and say hello or goodbye, we will be ending this call, and I thank you for showing up to Janique's Multicultural Connection, and I'll be speaking with you again next week. Take care.
I like to chime in.
Oh, okay. Who's chiming in?
It's Ray from California.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing great.
I would like to connect with construction workers in Arizona for my Southern California Arizona project, but
mm-hmm.
I don't connect. specifically geared toward highway construction.
The best way to connect, again, is go over to our online community, JUSMCC.net. Go ahead and put your account together. Put in what you're trying to do. And because what happens, I'm very active out here in the Arizona community, the business community. As I shared with you, part of the Black Chamber of Arizona, we are definitely, actually we have I don't want to call it a department, but we have a focus on contractors, on getting people, you know, that know contractors. So you might be checking into this at a very good time. So, but that's the best way to do it. And that will keep you connected. And then, like I said, I'm doing these calls once a week. It'd be another way for you to let people know, hey, you might want to check in on this call and see what they're about. And then, you know, communicate. That's the key. Getting the word out, what you do, how to get a hold of you. You have a business right now, I take it?
Yes. Under Jones
okay.
Consulting that we do for maritime and the transportation industry. And
super.
Print.
Right, you have a website?
Working on. The website is under construction.
Okay.
But I
That's
do
fine.
Have, we are building it back up now and should be up and running by the end of next week.
Okay, super. Well, like I said, one of the best things to do is to go into community, not just our community. I mean, I would, you know, obviously the more communities you're part of, you can share what you're doing. And again, and until people know what you do, they don't know if they can contribute to what they do, you know. And so I would take it, are you trying to hear the Arizona?
I'm sorry, I missed that last part. All I heard was something about Arizona.
Oh yeah, are you trying to enter the Arizona market? Or are you? It's just you're just curious about this market.
Well, I definitely wanted to do a collaboration with some construction companies for my apprenticeship program.
Okay.
In Arizona, because I was right there in Southern California as well.
Okay. So are you in Southern Cal right now? Or are you where are you located right now?
We're in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be moving around a little bit here in the coming months.
Oh, absolutely. I have to go up and down the coast of California into Arizona.
Okay. Well, definitely, you know, we're a good connection. Like I said, very involved with the business community out here. So that can save you a lot of time in terms of, you know, who to talk to or who should you commit your time to. That's where a lot of people struggle with, you know, who should I be, you know, sharing my information with? Who should I be spending my time with? Who can be most effective and helping me accomplish what I'm trying to get done? Because nobody wants to waste time. I know I don't. I do not want to waste time. So, you know, so having, again, a healthy resource place is a good start. How did you hear about our call?
I got a link on my email.
Oh, okay. Super. Super. Well, I'm glad to know that the emails are working. Like I said, the calls themselves, I just don't do the calls for the sake of doing the calls, but when there's definitely activity going on, like right now there's a lot of business activity happening out here in the Phoenix market, I want to get online and share that with people. The call is designed for people just like yourself to say, here's what I got going, here's what I'm looking for, and then, again, as that grows or if their interest keeps increasing, you know, I've definitely – the frequency will happen more. But one way to really, again, that's why I keep emphasizing going to the community online. That's one way to really keep up with things because, again, from week to week or it might be a couple weeks when I do a call, so that way you don't lose that connection and you can start building your contacts and building your network out here in Arizona right now. That's the good news.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else?
No. I just wanted to make sure that I get these companies because I'm paying for their apprenticeship. I just need them ready to handle the volume that I plan on sending to them.
Super, super. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And, again, you know, any way I can assist you, just like I said, you go over to the community, you can email me, you can tell people what you're doing, you can tell them what your project's about, you can tell them what you're looking for. I mean, where a lot of people are missing it, is the whole purpose of getting into an online community is to make those connections. But the connections only work when you're giving people something of value, something that, hey, this is interesting. This is something I want to keep up with. It is not a Facebook-type place where you just want to tell people, hey, I just had breakfast this morning and it was great. Or it's not even, we're not even doing the LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is a great community. Are you part of LinkedIn? Are you over there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. LinkedIn is a good source, too. The thing about all those sites, though, every site or every company you go to, they're set up for specifics. So LinkedIn is a, you know, business-oriented a group. And so you get a lot of business articles and obviously some promotion, self-promotion going there. Facebook is kind of that community thing, and sometimes you get some business-related information. A lot of times you don't. Our community is set up for the multicultural groups. That's what we're, you know, that's what I'm appealing to. It's a big industry out there. There's a lot of underserved communities and multicultural communities, and you know what? You can end up being that go-to person for those folks because they're looking for it. So that's the good news about what happens when you come to our online community. We're set up specifically to address people that have businesses and want to promote that business or make those contacts with people that are in like industries.
Right, and that's what my main focus is, the underserved. Well, 60% of my clients will be women, so I pay for
counseling. Oh, okay.
And okay. I'm looking for the reentry crowd as well.
Okay. And, well, you may find this of interest, too. We just started with a nonprofit organization that's going to be working to empower women called Queens of Arizona. That'd be something you definitely want to keep up with and see what's going on. Like I said, before you even get here, you could create your own network. And that's the key. So you, when you show up, you just, you know what, you wouldn't be starting from scratch and, you know, here's who I am and here's, you know, what I do. It's like, oh, we already know about you. Where you been?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole thing about building that community and building that network. So that's pretty much it.
Right there. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Look forward to hearing more from you. And until we speak or meet, have fantastic days.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.